Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Mastery series. My name is Diane Byron, and I'm the host of these masterclasses, which we, together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, have put together to gather experts, over 30 experts who are going to help you master your mindset, time, and energy around money so you can create an epic life and business. And today, I'm super excited because she's talking what I need to hear, so I'm guessing you need to hear it too. Paige Cole is a mindset coach, manifestation expert, and business strategist. And I'm so grateful you're here with me today, Paige. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
So tell us a little snapshot about yourself and how you got to be all of these things that you are, and then let's get into the content and give the people what they came for.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, I am a master mindset coach, a manifestation expert, and a business strategist. I have been an entrepreneur since the age of 16. I've been studying the law of attraction and manifestation for over 13 years. I am like a personal and professional development junkie. I love it. I live and breathe it. I love manifestation. I love coaching, especially about money, what money is, and how to manifest more of it into your life. And I'm just super excited to share that with you guys today.
Awesome. So let's get into how we can create an epic life and business by mastering our mindset around money and manifesting skills.
Absolutely. So to create an epic life in business as an entrepreneur, the whole reason we're in business, one of the main reasons we're in business is for money, right? To make money. So I very first wanted to start off by explaining what is money even, right? Money is energy. That's all it is. It is money. It is an exchange of energy for a perceived value. And when I say perceived value, that's because what I value to be a dollar and what you value to be the worth of a dollar is different. And it all is in alignment with what intrinsically we believe we're worth and what we believe that we're we value about ourselves. And so with money being energy, it's vibration, it's frequency. And so in order to attract and manifest more of that into your life, which is what you want to do as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you must understand how to match the energy and the frequency of money. So a lot of times when people are starting business, maybe they're afraid to set a certain price or to ask for something, or they feel they need to discount their services and stuff. And all of those things come from what's known as a money block. So people in subconsciously have these programs that are running them, unbeknownst to them most of the time, about blocking the flow of money into your life. And a couple different money blocks are: it's not safe to have money, I don't deserve money, if I make money, I'm taking from someone else. There's this magic cap of number of money, of how much money I'm allowed to have. And there's so many other money blocks and like stories that we tell ourselves that, to be honest, it's not true at all when it comes to money. The thing about money is, there are no rules at all. The only rules that come to money is what you decide and what you place on yourself. Like, think of it. Have you ever heard of someone saying like, you're only allowed to have X amount of dollars ever in your life? No, because that's just not how it is. So how we do this is you first have to understand what your money programs are. And from birth to age 7, we are a walking subconscious mind, and we pick up everything that we see, hear, feel, and experience to be the truth. And so a lot of times when you're growing up, you know, whoever took care of you, whether it be your parents or older siblings or aunts and uncles or grandparents, whoever you were around, whatever their stories about money were, you took that on to be your truth. But now that you're an adult and you understand that, you can kind of reflect back like, oh, my mom was always really stressed about money, or there was never enough, or we always had to buy the discount and use the coupons or whatever. So you can kind of do the like digging in and research and figure it out for yourself, like what your money stories are. Understand that that was just a story and just a belief from that time. understand that a belief is just a thought that you tell yourself over and over and over again with enough conviction and enough passion that you believe it to be true. Right. So with that being said, since you now understand that you get to choose your beliefs, you now can choose to believe something different about money, and you can choose to believe something that's going to empower you and something that is going to serve you and move you forward. Some great beliefs that you can start taking on for yourself are: money loves me. People love to pay me. Money is an unlimited renewable resource that flows and flows into my life on a daily basis. My success is inevitable. There are so many positive things that you can put out there about money and to change your belief about money. Another way, another really great thing to do when it comes as an entrepreneur and as a business owner with money and finances is, I like to call it, it's time to boss up. And what this means is, you have to pay attention to the money that's in your life and to the money that's in your business. And bossing up means, like, check on it, like, know how much money is in your account, know what your expenses are, know what's coming out, know what's coming in, be responsible, show up as a professional, not an amateur, as a professional business owner. Like, you have to know your numbers because you have to respect money and money will respect you. Mm-hmm. How you feel about money and how you think money is how money will show up in your life. And, you know, a lot of times people, going back to kind of like the judgment that people have on their lives with like money, like, you think, not even just in a business sense, but on a personal level, like, you think, I should have X amount of dollars, or if you have debt, like, oh, I shouldn't have this debt, or I should pay this or whatnot. A really great thing to do is to come from a place of not judgment. And how you first come from a place of not judging is through the act of forgiveness. So forgiveness is one of the highest vibrating frequencies alongside gratitude. And what is a really great thing to do is to just forgive yourself for wherever it is you are in your life, because you're there for a reason, and then let go of any judgment and then move forward. So forgiveness is huge. There's this ancient forgiveness practice that I like to talk about. I'll just kind of like go over it really, really quickly, but it's called Ho'oponopono. I think I said that right. I'm not sure. But it's the practice of saying, I forgive you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you for anything that's caused you negativity or any negative feelings you have about yourself or about your money situation or about your debt or about how much, where you think your business should be. You say, I forgive you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. And you say that over and over again, and then you just literally allow yourself to just release any negative feelings and any negative emotions associated with what it is you're wanting to forgive. So after you forgive yourself, then the next thing to do is what I was talking about as far as like bossing up is you have to be specific with the universe, right? The universe loves specificity, especially when it comes to money. So if you're like, I want to make more money, okay, that's great. You go outside and you find a penny on the ground and your subconscious mind is like, poof, more money, there you go. So you have to be super specific about how much money you're wanting to bring into your life, into your business, how much of a launch you want to have or whatever. Like, get super detailed, like write down to like the penny of how much money that you're wanting to put out there. And then once you figure out how much money it is that you're wanting to attract into your business and into your life, like, already allocate the money. So if you are wanting to manifest like a $10,000 launch of your new product or program that you're working on, you want a $10,000 launch, like, already have that money spent and have it allocated for where it's going to go, because money needs a purpose, money needs clarity, and money needs direction. So not only now are you being specific on the amount of money that you are calling into your life through the sale of your programs and courses, but it's already being spent. Like, it literally already has a place to go. So the law of attraction will yield that into your life.
I love that, because we're all about, you know, Sharita teaches money flow, and if you're calling it in, it's got to flow somewhere. So it's like perfect alignment with what we teach as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. And so we call it in and we allocate it. And then what do? There's got to be some kind of action steps we take, right?
There absolutely is action steps. Okay. So there's a couple things I wanted to say with being specific on the number that you want, having a place to spend it already. So it comes into your life, but here is the ultimate paradox of manifesting. Okay. And this is like really, really important part. Manifesting is a playful energy and manifesting is like a dance. But this is the thing. Yes, you have to be specific and yes, you have to request a certain amount of money. But then this is the really crucial element is you have to let it go. You have to like let go of the need and the want of having that amount of money come into your life. You have, because as soon as you're okay with not having it, that's when it comes into your life. If you put pressure and focus and like all of this attention on like, I need to have this, I need, you're focusing on the lack and the scarcity of it actually not being there versus putting it out there, making your ask, putting it out there, and then like letting it go and being okay with not having it, because you're surrendering, you're showing gratitude for where you are, and you're also showing your trust and faith in the universe. If you're constantly trying to like, oh, I have to have this, da 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 da, you're literally like trying to control the universe, and that's just not how it works. So putting the number out, doing the things, and then letting it go is how it's going to come into your life the quickest. But a specific action step is, there's actually 12 immutable laws of the universe that work in synchronicity with the law of attraction is one of them. But there's also a law called the law of action. And this law is all about taking action and taking inspired action. If you feel like a nudge or a pull or like an urge, like, oh, I need to email that person, or I should reach out, or I should listen to that podcast, or I should make this product or whatever. Like if you get that nudge and that pull, act on it. And the thing is you can't just sit on your couch and like meditate and pray and journal all day and have things fall into your lap. That's just not how it works. You must take action. And when you take action, you're showing the universe that you're serious. You're showing the universe that you believe in yourself, that you believe in your business, and that you are going to do the steps necessary in order for the manifestations to come into your life.
Love it. Yeah. I love it.
I feel like I went on a little mouthful, but that's okay.
Right. And so, okay. So now we've got the manifestation down. We have the specifics, and how do we get to that inspired action?
Oh, great question. So a great way of understanding and recognizing when you are having that inspired action is to begin implementing a daily meditation practice. Now, meditation is huge for your mental clarity, your overall mental and emotional well-being, but also your connection to source, universe, or God. And the reason why meditation, there are so many benefits, but so when we're awake and on a daily basis, we're thinking so many thoughts, like hundreds of thousands of thoughts are running through our head, like at every single day, right? And when you quiet your mind for 15 minutes a day and you just focus on your breathing, you are stopping your resistant thoughts, because naturally when we're thinking about things, we're thinking of what we don't have and what we need to do and this and this. So naturally there's going to be some energy focused on the lack and like the not having things, right? So when you stop that resistant thought for 10 or for 15 minutes every single day, you allow yourself to connect to source, to God, universe, whatever your belief is. And then from that point forward, it just, you will begin to start feeling like these downloads more. Like if you know, women have strong intuition, men have everyone has intuition. I just say women because I'm a woman and we have that woman's intuition, you know, but you just have to listen to it. It's like a muscle. The more that you listen to it and the more that you act on it, the more you're going to be aware of it. And the more of these situations you're going to be able to see and then act on. So it's just like, trust yourself and trust the pull and the download or the nudge to do something.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So taking committed action, we're inspired action. We've got the inspiration. We've let go. We've created a number, taken the action. It feels like there's something like missing. What's the next step?
Okay. So taking the inspired action, the next step would just be to stay the course and be consistent and don't ever give up. Like there's no magic answer. There's no like, do this and you will be successful. Do this and this will work. Do this and this will work. The thing about taking action is once you take action, you're then allowed to like learn like, okay, what worked, what didn't, what next? And if you try something and it didn't work out the way that you maybe thought it would, then you're allowed to pivot and you can learn the lessons from that situation. Like maybe you can write better copy. Maybe you can do a different module, or maybe you can speak differently or There's something to be learned from the situation, but then you get to pivot and keep going. And the thing is if you just operate from a place of my success is inevitable and operate that way, it's going to happen. Like, it just might not look the way that you think it is going to look. It might not happen in the timing that you think it's going to happen, because with manifestation, we are co-creators of the universe, right? The how and the when is not our job. That's the universe's job. Our job is to make the ask and take the action. So the next step for sure would be staying the course and being consistent.
I love it. I love, and the reason I asked is because people, I can see people going, okay, I did that. Now what? And I just sit here. It's like, no, you keep actually like believing
keep
in it.
Going.
Those things. And I loved what you said was what worked, what didn't work, and then pivot.
Like, yeah.
Pivot and still be on that vision of what you intend to create. So that was perfect. I love it. I knew I kind of threw you for, you were like, it was kind of funny. It was like, there's a third step. And it's like, you know, the third step without telling us the third step. So I wanted to share it with us.
Yeah.
Wrap this up in a lovely bow. I know you have a free gift about money manifestation you want to share with our audience. And I'm excited about it. I think I might be downloading it too, because we all get to learn more about money manifestation as we move through this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a money manifesting cheat sheet. It's a really awesome download. And I don't remember exactly how many it's like a manifestation hacks kind of a thing, but they're little tips and tricks that you can implement every time that you're dealing with money, or different things to think about when you're thinking about money. And it's a really great little starter for enhancing your money manifestation skills.
I love it. And you will find it in the email with which you receive this video, and it'll be on the speaker page under Paige's name. Yeah. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing all those tips. You like got so much content in such a small package, and it's like simple strategies. Like, just do these things and keep the course. Like, perfect, exactly what we need to hear, because money manifestation isn't as hard as we make it out to be.
No, not at all. But it's also a daily thing, right? You have to work on your mindset, your money mindset, every single day. But it's fun. Like, who doesn't want to manifest more money, right?
Right. And if you make it fun, it's going to come to you, because who wants to come to somebody grumpy?
It won't come to you if you're grumpy. Exactly.
There's going to be no grumpiness here. So thank you so much for taking the time with me today, Paige. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And to all of you watching, let us know what you thought of Paige's, like, which insights were the biggest ones for you? Because I certainly had a few ahas. I'm definitely taking notes over here. And let us know so we can share it with Paige, because she gets to know the impact she's having on you as well. And definitely opt in for that money manifesting cheat sheet, because I'm down for that. I definitely want to know the tips and strategies. And I will be in your inbox tomorrow together with Sharina with another two powerful experiences for you, so you can learn how to master your time, energy, and mindset, so you can create an epic life and business.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.